I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you won't spoil Veronica Mars for me.
No, I will not.
I'm sure I will probably thank you in the end, but in this moment, I think I figured out some big secret. And what? Adina will not neither confirm nor deny.
So what episode are you on?
I think I'm on 7 now. I just finished the part where I just got on the episode where Veronica is brought the case of their upstairs neighbor to mm-hmm. her dad. So that's the episode. I think it's 7, 6 or 7, something like that. Maybe just the beginning of 8.
What's this big mystery?
Okay. The big mystery that I think I figured out?
Yeah.
So in the show, Veronica Mars and Duncan Kane mm-hmm. used to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then was right before the death of Lily, which is Duncan's sister, which was Veronica's best friend.
And is the big murder mystery yes. through season 1.
That's the overarching storyline. Mm-hmm. He broke up with her. Not a word. Just didn't say anything. Just completely ignored her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know why.
Still, a year later, after the breakup and after Lily's death.
How's that cookie you're eating?
Delicious.
I posted the
recipe
on the Instagrams mm-hmm. Yesterday, FYI people. But anyway, yeah, so I think the big mystery is, because and then the other big part is that Veronica found out that her mother mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Duncan's father used to be high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. I think, so now her mother's missing. Okay, mm-hmm. guys. Her mother is missing. Her best friend Lily is dead. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I think she still might be alive.
Really?
I think she still might be alive. And also, I think the big secret is that Duncan is her brother. That her mother and Duncan's father had Duncan. And then she left and went with Veronica's now dad, and then had Veronica.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Don't lie.
Okay, I do know, but I'm not telling.
All right, fine.
I shall neither confirm nor deny. Because that is a big part of the story. Her and Duncan's relationship. Her relationship to the Kane family.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, so I'll never tell.
All right, Gossip Girl.
And it's funny because Kristen Bell voices Gossip Girl, so.
Exactly.
All the Kristen Bell.
Were you a Gossip Girl fan?
Totally.
Okay. You know, I did a show years ago with Margaret Collin, who plays the mother of Blair Waldorf.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
she's That's very awesome. Sweet, very lovely, very professional.
That is unsurprising to me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's good people.
Now yeah. that we've gone off on that Veronica Mars tangent, and I will say no more, I'm well into season 2.
Oh, of course. I'm sure you are.
I'm obsessed. I love Veronica Mars.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. Also, my friend, Lo, I talked to her this morning on the phone, and she just mentioned that she started old seasons of Survivor.
And damn.
And okay. I might have to go do that.
Well, because there are like 5,000 seasons. 40.
They are currently airing season 40.
That is insane to me. Yeah.
And I know this season 40 is like the best players of all time. So it's a bunch of winners. So
it's like the all stars.
But it's beyond all stars because I'm 90% sure that it's all people who have won before.
Winners.
Winners.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Which is super interesting.
I mean, Survivor is a very I will say this. Survivor is a very entertaining show.
Yeah.
Not quite my cup of tea for a binge situation, yes. Personally. I do love, though, Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah. My mom and I still want to be on the Amazing Race. I think we'd be so good on it.
I would love to be in Amazing Race, but you have to find the right partner.
Yeah, I think my mom and I would be really good together.
I think you and your mom would be
and
great.
And there are like mother-daughter seasons. We talk about applying all the time, but there are really strict rules for when you can apply and how often you can apply.
And don't you you have to train too, don't you? A bit? Or is it suggested?
I don't know.
I haven't looked at the rule book.
I don't know.
Okay. I also think that you and your mother would be very good TV.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm biased, but
you're very sellable.
Yeah. And they've also had similar couples, like preacher, parent, and kid before.
So angle. No, you guys are totally made for TV. This is TV right here.
I mean, I think Amazing Race producers, when you can film again, we volunteer.
Okay, Amazing Race, you're not a sponsor, but you can be. Also, I will be Adina and Rabbi Greenspan's agent. This is a package right here, okay?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been talking about it for ages.
Do it. Please do it.
We should apply. Hey, Mom, let's apply. I mean, we keep talking about it. I mean, who knows when they'll be able to film again, but.
Yeah, well. Fingers crossed.
How has your morning been?
Busy, which is great. Yeah. I am like the one person who says, I always do this. Oh, I'll take on these projects. It won't be that much. It'll be fine. Next thing I know, I'm like running around like a chicken with his head cut off, desperately trying to finish everything because I don't want to say that I bit off more than I could chew, but things just sort of... When it rains, it pours. Yeah. I mean, this mass thing with my friend, I never expected that to jump off the way that it did and then continue, fingers crossed, which is great. I'm very, very thankful. I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. And thank you to everybody who's placed orders. And then Open Jars.
Which is the organization, contract with New York City.
Yeah, and making medical gowns and... their own face masks. There was a moment when it seemed like that was not going to happen, long story short. So I was like, okay, well, how can I fill that? And then they ended up coming through, and then now it's double the world glow that I have to get done this week. So, honey, I'm just gonna get some Crisco and some fishing line and hope that I just get through it.
Yeah, I mean, you always do somehow.
Somehow by the skin of my teeth. I will say that I am never afraid to ask for help, though. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you have to. There's no way you can get things done without asking for help. So Anna's been really amazing and jumping in when I need
Anna's our other roommate. Hands.
Yeah. And so she'll come and help me.
I'm happy to help, but you know, I'm just not. I'm not the sewer to do a factory manufacturer.
It's all situation. Good, boo. It's all good. I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures, but we'll leave that as like the escape.
Yeah.
The emergency exit plan.
I just hit the mic. I appreciate that. I was talking to my friend Lo, I was like, my house is so busy. I feel a little bit guilty for not doing more, but
oh my gosh, no. No, why?
Because you and Anna are doing so much and I want to help, but it feels like this is not how I help.
But, okay, I will say this for our house. We all have our strengths.
Yes.
You do a lot of the cooking and the baking and you kind of help initiate the ordering of groceries and and making sure that we have things to keep the house running. I tend to do a little more of the cleaning, do the dishes. I sweep the hallway and clean the living room and that kind of thing. And Anna helps kind of jumps between those.
I'm glad you see that balance because I definitely like see that and feel that. I just wasn't sure. It's hard to like value that when it's only two of us, but it is an important thing.
It is. Yeah. So,
yeah, I think that's, I don't know. I've been battling guilt of not doing more.
No, you should. You shouldn't have guilt. I see where you're coming from.
But this morning, and after talking to my friend Lo, and I also read this thing online that, like, there are kind of two major ways people handle traumatic situations like this. Jumping forward and busying themselves and retreating back. I think I'm the type to retreat back anyway. I don't know. Retreat back and do less. Not that I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing different things at a different pace and all that stuff.
I think you're selling yourself short.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you are. Because, again, we all kind of help to fill the holes.
In the house. That's true. Yeah.
You know, there are things that you're better at. That also, I think, you having more of a... initiative in those areas kind of help you feel better about what's happening in your personal world, and it helped ease your anxiety.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, yeah, no, don't, no, I think you're selling yourself short.
Yeah, but that's also, it's just like in the ether of my mind and the things I, you know?
Mm-hmm. I see where you're coming
from.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I get where your feelings are coming from.
I appreciate your reassurance, and I appreciate that you see the division of labor in the house that way. Because we hadn't talked about it, really. It's kind of something that's naturally happened, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. I see what's going on.
What?
No, just in general. Just I'm just you like on a broad note. Yeah, I see it. So.
That makes me feel, I was feeling better after talking to my friend Lo. This has made me feel even better, which is nice.
Good. Well, today is going to be a short day.
Yeah, you just got
I have a lot of things to do, and Adina wants to be outside and take advantage of the sunlight because it is such a beautiful day. The weather is pretty good, too. It doesn't seem too windy, so it would be a great day to hang up up on the roof, which I think is what you're getting ready to do.
Yeah, I'm really into this Bell Hooks book, too. So I'm going to go up to the roof, put on some music, read for a little bit. And Edwin's going to be sewing away. Mm-hmm. I have to say, you might get a few of these short episodes because...
Yeah, especially for the next... Starting today for a week after that.
Yeah.
At least until next Tuesday. It will probably be short episodes until after that.
Yeah, and I mean, we kind of didn't put parameters on this and we've been having subjects every day. But it's also nice to just check in and record it and treat this like the journal and the diary and the documentation we've been doing because we've been... We talked about originally.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in this, and we're in this for as long as our New York State government tells us.
I mean, yes. Here we are.
Stuck inside cooking away.
Also, we got our other 50-pound bag of flour today.
Hell yes! I'm so excited. Whole wheat flour. Oh, and here's the thing. I went on a recipe bookmarking rampage last night.
Just like from one website or just in general?
From Smitten Kitchen mainly, okay. But I mean, now I can expand wider, but Smitten Kitchen is a fun place to start. Coconut bread, zucchini bread, coconut double coconut cupcakes, babka, there's like whole wheat apple muffins, all sorts of fun stuff.
Well, I encourage you to try all of those, baking all of those for the house. I can be your official taste tester.
That would just torture you, wouldn't it?
Why would it torture
you? I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought I was
throwing up the sarcasm and she's throwing it back and I'm not catching it. God damn it. My head is all over the place.
I know. Which is why we're going to say that's our Well, do you have any recommendations?
Yes, I do. My recommendation today is actually go check in on somebody that you haven't talked to in a while.
I like
Go check in. Just say, shoot him a text. Call him if you want to. Shoot him an email, whatever's easier. Just say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Hope you're doing well. And you can just leave it there and maybe you won't get a response. But, you know, check in.
I like that message of today. That's our show.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe, rate. Wait, I didn't ask you. Do you have any recommendations for today?
Nah.
No? Okay. It's a lazy day. It's a beautiful day.
I also have nothing new. I'm really into my crochet. I'm really into the Bell Hooks book. I'm really into Veronica Mars. Survivor. Go watch Survivor. Old school Survivor is ridiculous. That's on behalf of Lo and her boyfriend Clem. I want to recommend Survivor.
All right. I support that.
There you go.
Okay. Where were we? If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe, rate, and share us.
Follow us on Instagram, Diaries of a COVID-19 Affair.
You can email us at diariesofacovid19affair@gmail.com.
Find some pleasure today.
Bye.